Oh, awesome. Welcome to our presentation about SUSE ID. For all of you that might not be familiar with it, we today will present our latest work on the digital sovereignty revolution that SUSE wants to lead and bringing together all the community, customer, partners, and employees together from all the cloud providers that we are dealing with regardless of authentication into our own premises. Maybe you don't know about me. That's the question you might ask yourself. It's completely valid. I am Jose. I've been in SUSE since 6 years, from which 5 years were with the SUSE Customer Center with my dear friend there, Thomas, as the lead. And in the last 6 months, I've been in platform engineering in IT. But my spirit animal is my dear friend here. I have no idea what I'm doing. Back to the company side. This is the first public presentation of this project. We performed a series of previews and proof of concepts with people across the company, and today what you will see is mostly a collection of everything that we have learned across the world, and it's not going to be fully a technical deep dive, so I hope it's easily digestible for everybody in the meeting. We're going to go through the motivation with it, and our achievements, and what is our end goal. So, what doing this? Why dealing with technical sovereignty? Why dealing with authentication in SUSE? In the last 5 years in SUSE, we have had a very extraordinary rate of growth, and our tech stack sadly has not adapted to this success. Some of you might be familiar with these two logos, Univention and Ypsilon. Anytime you're trying to log into something, Univention probably for the operators, but Ypsilon for all of you. At the moment, we all, employees, partners, community alike, are struggling with this. Two solutions as you see there. If you're fortunate enough to be an engineer, then you have to deal with more of these ones. And if you are part of the engineering team that has to develop packages or has to deal with much more services across the board, then you have to be dealing with all of them at the same time. This is very complicated day-to-day operations, and it makes your work a bit. But however, this is the Open SUSE community and the Open SUSE conference. I would like to start first with what the community is struggling with from services that are provided by SUSE. So let's have a look. What does it look for a normal day-to-day operation with somebody dealing with Procreate, Boxzilla, and OBS? So you start your day, you say, oh, let me go to Procreate. I will find a ticket that I was tracking some progress. So you start there, find your ticket, you said, oh, I need to sign in to actually see this. You click on the sign in, go back to authenticate, which is fair enough. Username and password, and you're good to go. You find your progress ticket, then you say, oh, but there's a Boxzilla reference there. Let's click it. Oh, nice. I have some information inside. I honestly took the screen and make it little so we can fit it here, but you said, oh, you know what, I want to leave a comment on this bug. So you click on login, and Boxzilla tells you, sure, login with the IDP. And boom, authenticate again. Now you find a reference to the build service after you authenticate. You said, okay, let me see what happened here in this package. I will have a quick review of it, and you can see it, or great, or beautiful. You're going to leave a comment, maybe approve it. Guess what? Authenticate again. So at the end of the day, the Open SUSE community member has to deal with all of this. So almost all services are prompting you to have a full authentication round. You have no MFA. The service capabilities, I think you all can agree, that are not the best. There is a password change lottery. This is really funny. I have experienced it a couple of times. If you change your password, the site might not be even working. So could be there, could not be there. And for operators, it's very ticket-driven, because there's not much automation to tell you exactly when it's going down. But on the other side, I want to show to you, the community, that you're not the only one struggling with this problem. Let's see how does it look for an Open SUSE partner or a SUSE employee. You start your journey with Jira, and the moment you enter Jira, authenticate. You said, okay, let's go to Confluence, authenticate. Let's go to the internal build service, and the moment you click something else, authenticate. Let's go to Boxzilla, authenticate. Let's check our subscriptions in SEC for people that are partners of the SUSE, in itself. And the moment you click something important, authenticate with another provider. You want to go to your corporate email? Guess what? Authenticate again, but yet another provider. So we can definitely summarize this as this, pretty much. Anytime you want to do something in your daily work, you have to authenticate. And although this is very secure, you could say it's not very safe for many, many, many reasons that we will try to skip for this to make it more digestible. So at the end of the day, there are many creative two-factor authentications on the SUSE side, but some of them don't even have an MFA at all. We have a very heavily ticket-based operation that also makes it more difficult to operate on the long run. There is no self-service other than ticket-based. And it's close to impossible to perform audits without having to scout the web server logs. And you will ask yourself in this world, in 2025, why not move in everything to, I don't know, Okta, EntraID, Google SSO? Pick your solution, it's fine. There is a cloud provider for it, right? Well, I will tell you that there was some very open source of you. That is a bad question in the current scenario we have right now. We want to go with the digital sovereignty. And in order to do that, SUSE is bound or wants to comply in the best sense with a lot of our regulations in the European Union and across the world. For example, the GDPR framework establishes that we should have a minimal amount of third-party data processors in our workflow. And the more people involved in this, the more complicated the audit is, and the longer the audit process takes, the more expensive it gets. As well as the NIS2 Andorra, which points us to the network information security landscape, which it's a simple case of the more moving parts that there is, the more difficult to audit it is. At the same time, we have more frameworks, and we also are bound to the very popular for among SUSE employees that are around here, the Common Criteria certification, which also drives many of the software components of the company and also makes it extremely difficult and time-consuming to do more audits the more components are involved. We can summarize all of this by a little chart, if in case you don't want to read that much. We want to go for privacy and processor minimization. So we have, on the GDPR side, localized control and fewer external partners. Access and governance, the NIS2, give us a good framework on identity and access management and least privilege principle. On the security assurance, as many of you are there, so CIA means confidentiality, integrity, and I forgot the A, but we can get to that point in a bit. Supply chain security and traceability, and data sovereignty and identity assurance provided by the DORA framework as well, that encourages you to have local control over your infrastructure. And all of them are the pillars for our goal in the data sovereignty and identity assurance mission that we are driving through. But I guess that's enough. Enough for me to talk. Let's put something more concrete in the table for all of you, and for regardless of where you sit in the open source community or in the partner side. This is more or less how it will look in the future, and how we're driving the progress for the SUSE ID involving the SUSE company and the open source community as well. All of the components that you are seeing here are open source, and they are also operating on SUSE-operated data centers. All of them under our full control, under our full infrastructure inside of our own premises. For the SUSE people, we have picked a solution called Authentic after many, many rounds of many rounds of reviews. And for the open SUSE side, the open SUSE community has decided for CanEDM, which is a great software also built by one of our community members. As of today, we can show some of the progress of it. We have had a couple of internal rounds on testing, and I can say that with the internal build service, which is a replica, similar copy of the public build service, we have had a nice test round, nice progress. The SAML authentication worked really nice with the UI. The API authentication worked and is even an order of magnitude simpler. From the SEC, the SUSE Customer Center side, it was very smooth. It worked pretty much over under an hour. We were already using the new one. The SUSE Labs was driving really nice requirements about security and modernizing the authentication mechanisms inside of their own labs. And thanks to that, in the future, they will be able to even use hardware security keys in order to authenticate in their servers, which is a new or a nice improvement in their own workflow. The new solution that we picked also provides us with infrastructure as a code, and I want to clarify here that many operations under SUSE, and especially the new ones, are using by default infrastructure as a code in the infrastructure side, like all the machines are properly kept together in a single manifest. However, the new solution provides us the same capabilities as for the infra, as for the configuration of the directory. We can have easy ways to replicate our environments, and all of this is powered by OpenTofu. And what you see here is what we want to achieve in the future. We want to provide all, this is a subset of all the applications involved in SUSE and OpenSUSE. There will be many more. But all the applications, as you see on the top, are powered by the protocols that are in the back and below in the middle area. And all of them are provided by Kani on the left side for the community and for Authentic in the right side of it. And also using 389DS, which is also a product maintained by one of our community members, who just happens to be the same maintainer as KNEDM. Shout out to William. And that will be almost the end of the presentation. If you have a question, please open a ticket. No. A link slide. Which link in particular you want to see the new solution?
Yeah, so once again, it was not really a question, but just a pledge. Would have been nice to show a link slide, yeah, to all the solutions offered here in this diagram, or to SUSE ID specifically, or if something like that exists, maybe some kind of portal in the open SUSE wiki or whatever, yeah?
Okay, that's valid feedback.
Something in that direction, let's put it this way.
That's valid feedback, we can definitely add it.
Okay. Thank you.
Back.
Is the plan to also get rid of external identity providers
for example,
SUSE users?
Like Okta. Okta.
Yes.
That is one of the service providers that will be affected by this project, yes.
Thank God.
Do you have any time frame for this, even if it's not precise or just an estimation?
I actually had something that I can show for you, if you give me a little bit. I can answer this in two ways. I can answer this in a very serious manner, which I will do eventually, and I can answer this in a jokingly manner, which is the first one. We should be have a bit of humor around. So this is the roadmap. We are right now in the garden of development. We are navigating the forest of IDPs, and eventually we will get to the Digital Sovereignty House. In the most serious note, we plan to have, by the end of the year, a stable environment that we already have some of our internal workloads running as the company, as a corporate world. And we are currently also working towards the inclusion of the community user base into the solution as well, to have them the early releases by next year. But at the moment, we are, let's say, 75% leaving the garden of development.
Will you also show a demo of it working?
At the moment, no. Not because we couldn't. It's because we broke the development environment many, many, many times. But in the blog post that our friend was suggesting, we could leave it prepared so it can be already tested or reviewed. Then we can consider it done. I will take it 3, 2, 1. Okay. Looks like we're done.